And joining us to talk more about it, Sharon Turlep, who covers GM for the Wall Street Journal. Hiya, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us about the shutdown in production. Is this bad news for the vault or just something they had to do?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, certainly a car maker does not want to have to shut down a plant due to slow sales, you know, just a year after a vehicle has been launched. And particularly the Volt had really high hopes. So, you know, the hope was that they wouldn't be able to build enough fast enough. So this is definitely, it's definitely a sign that things aren't working out sales-wise the way GM had hoped. You know, on the other side, it's, you know, the GM of the past would have continued to build these things regardless of whether people wanted them or not. So it's kind of, it's also a sign that GM's trying to do things a little more differently and prudently.
Well, what about the batteries, that the battery fires that came after crash tests? Is that a factor in this at all?
Well, you know, GM sure says it is. I mean, their view, and it would be hard to argue, you know, I think it's a matter of degrees as to how much the investigation into whether the batteries were at risk of catching fire, how that played into demand. You know, there was an investigation by NHTSA, which is a federal regulatory group. You know, it was an unusual investigation because there was actually not a car that caught fire. They weren't able to get a car to catch fire. You know, there wasn't a car that caught fire on the road. This is a car that was in a crash test, and weeks later it caught fire. And you know, they weren't able to replicate that in another crash. But, you know, the investigation happened anyway, and it called a lot of attention. And people who already didn't like the Volt had something to point to.
In just 15 seconds, is Chevy hopeful that that's going to go away and Volt sales will bump up again?
I mean, that's what they're hoping for. You know, they're going to be able to drive in the HOV lanes in California, which is important. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things GM's hoping that will improve, you know, that will improve sales this year.
All right. Thanks so much, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Sharon Turlep covers GM for the Wall Street Journal.